بشرع تتسلطن عنا ويلا ارحل يا بشار
يلا ارحل يا بشار
ويلا ارحل يا بشار
يلا ارحل يا بشار
ويا بشار ويا كذاب وتضرب انت وهالخطاب الحرية صارت على الباب ويلا ارحل يا بشار
يلا ارحل يا بشار
ويلا ارحل يا بشار
يلا ارحل يا بشار
ويا بشار ويا كذاب وتضرب انت وهالخطاب الحرية.
Welcome back. I'm Ian Masters, and this is Background Briefing. And joining us now is Charles Glass, who was ABC News' chief Middle East correspondent from 1983 to 1993. He's the author of Tribes with Flags, Adventure and Kidnap in Greater Syria, and has an article in the current issue of the New York Review of Books, Aleppo, How Syria is Being Destroyed. Welcome to Background Briefing, Charles Glass.
Oh, hello. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. And we started out earlier with former CIA officer Robert Baer, who was the character that was portrayed in the movie Syriana. He served in Lebanon largely and in Syria and is in touch with the Alawites and believes that although the Russians have now, Deputy Foreign Minister has said that maybe the rebels are going to win, and I think they're starting to think about evacuating Russians from Syria, Robert Baer suggested that, that this is not really the end yet, that there's a lot more agony to come. What's your sense of how much more bloodletting will go on?
Bob Baer's assessment sounds right to me. The regime is not about to collapse by any means, and all the reports I've read out of Damascus in the last few days indicate that it is holding tough in the city and giving up ground in the countryside. But remember that the cities have the bulk of the population, so effectively they are in control of most of the people of the country, while the rebels are in control of certain villages and country areas, some of the roads leading to between the cities.
Well, you in your article in the New York Review of Books, Charles Glass, Aleppo, How Syria is Being Destroyed, you make the case that, in effect, that this is a civil war or a war, but there are three wars within this war. It's a class war of the suburban proletariat against a state army financed by the bourgeoisie. It's a sectarian war in which the Sunni Arab majority is fighting to displace the Alawi ruling class. And it's a holy war of Sunni Muslims against all manifestations of Shiism, especially the Alawite variety. So is this, of all of that, in this sort of toxic stew, what do you expect to come out in, if indeed the Free Syrian Army is going to be victorious?
Well, the thing is that the three you mentioned, the three wars, those internal wars, to those you must add the external wars that are going on. The U.S. is competing with Russia there. Saudi Arabia is competing with Iran there. Israel is competing on... There are voices in Israel on both sides of the situation. Some Israelis saying it's better to keep the Alawite regime in place rather than have Sunni Muslim fundamentalists come in who could rock the boat and disrupt the status quo on the Golan Heights. So there are many local and international battles all being fought on Syrian soil. The long term seems to be, because both sides are strong, neither can defeat the other, that the war will simply go on, and in the midst of that war being prolonged, the country is being destroyed, and more people are being made homeless, more and more people are fleeing the country, and more people are being killed.
Well, that's what's so heartbreaking about your article in the New York Review of Books, Charles Glass, Aleppo, How Syria is Being Destroyed, is that you have witnessed and documented the destruction. And my understanding is that the ancient souk in Aleppo, wasn't that a World Heritage Site? I mean, that goes back to what?
Most of Aleppo is a UNESCO World Heritage Site. Aleppo, according to the UN, is one of those rare places where almost 80% of its medieval architecture is still intact. And these are buildings, souks, the citadel, churches, mosques, and synagogues. These things are now being destroyed in the war between two sides, the regime and the rebels. Neither really cares about the city itself.
Well, my understanding is that when the rebels take over an area, that the government, in effect, decides to do collective punishment by destroying the area. And
what happens when they're trying to destroy the rebels? So the rebels go into a neighborhood, declare it a liberated zone, and the government goes in to get them out. And so the civilians have to flee because they're going to get killed in the middle.
So do you think that you've suggested, as Bob Baer has, that the agony will go on for some time? What's going to be left of Syria? I mean, it's
as long as the Russians and the Iranians go on arming the regime and encouraging the regime to fight, and as long as the United States, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, France, and Britain go on arming the opposition and encouraging the opposition to be intransigent, then the fighting will go on, the country will be destroyed. But if those outside powers were to come together and force the two sides to negotiate a reasonable period of transition leading to free elections where the Syrian people will choose the leaders they want and the form of government they want, then that would be the way out.
Well, Hezbollah has come out today, Sheikh Nasrallah, saying that there's no way that the Free Syrian Army is going to win. The Iranians seem to be pouring in arms on a regular basis. The U.S. has always expressed confidence that Assad would go, and now the Russians are suggesting that maybe the rebels are going to win. So, who is
the Mikhail Bogdanov? Has actually been contradicted by other Russian foreign ministry officials. I don't think that's a general Kremlin view. That seems to have been his view. It was his view last August as well, and the regime didn't fall then. There seems to be a lot of predictions by people outside who have not set foot in Syria that the regime is so weak it's going to collapse any minute. Well, it has not collapsed. It didn't collapse a year ago when Hillary Clinton said it would, and it's probably not going to collapse in the next few months.
So we can't. These people are not speaking out of any knowledge. They're just speaking out of their own particular investments and political biases.
Yes, it's best to be there and to speak to people who are living there and to understand what they're going through to be able to appreciate the situation in the country.
Right. Well, that's what you've done in your article, Aleppo House Syria's Being Destroyed. And we're very grateful to you, Charles Glass, for joining us and being able to share this article with us.
Thank you very much.
Again, I've been speaking with Charles Glass, who is ABC News's chief Middle East correspondent from 1983 to 1993. He's the author of Tribes with Flags, Adventure and Kidnap in Greater Syria. And he has an article in the current issue of the New York Review of Books, Aleppo, How Syria is Being Destroyed. We're going to take a brief station break and we'll be back talking with a survivor of the Virginia Tech massacre.
Against humanity, war, each for each and each world leader, shed blood for what they each party for. On and on and on we go, well, some will you see.